Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs. We'll be looking in Proverbs chapter 14 this afternoon. Just a couple of verses. Verses 26 and 27 of Proverbs chapter 14. Those verses say this: "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." This sets the theme and overriding precept of this entire book of Proverbs contents. The phrase "fear of the Lord" occurs 14 times in this book of Proverbs. There are four different Hebrew words translated "fear." All of them reflect horror and dread that causes trembling and other extreme responses related to what we feel with fear. But there are slight differences in the effect of that horror and dread and what it does in our life. The others that are not in what we're looking at today refer to the sudden fear felt in being suddenly startled by something threatening. And that is in chapter 1, verses 26 through 27 as an example, or the terrible horror of the wicked and their ways that we see in chapter 10, verse 24. And these have the thought there is no hope of salvation from the destruction that is imminent. The one that is used here in these verses 26 and 27, however, is yirah, which means reverence, or to be had in reverence, still dreadful, put in fear, but put in fear that causes reverence. When it is used elsewhere in the Old Testament, it can have the same meaning of no hope to the one who does not serve the Lord. So those who are unsaved, those who have not chosen to follow Christ, it has that dread and that fear. But here in Proverbs, it is used by the writer to express the idea that the dread and horror of what could be coming from God to us, but instead it is not because of our salvation, this causes a reverence and an obedience to God, Jehovah, that keeps us on the path that brings us joy and peace. If you've read Pilgrim's Progress, it's been a while since I've read it, but I remember distinctly one part of it where Christian sees the gates guarded by fierce lions and he is afraid to go on. How in the world am I supposed to go on this path that I have been set upon and get past these lions? But he is encouraged to do so. He knows he has been told this is the one and only way to go. And so he continues guardedly, carefully, fearfully. But as he goes along that path, he sees that the lions, though they are fierce and roaring, are limited by chains that bind them. And they can come up just to the edge of that path and no further. So by staying on the one true path, he will remain safe, though he has to go through a time of fear between those lions. But he gains peace and confidence in seeing those chains holding those lions back. And so he reverently, fearfully goes to the gates and reaches his destination. He has peace that he is protected. And that leads us to the first point that we see here in verse 26, that the fear of the Lord is a fortifier. The fear of the Lord fortifies us, fortifies the believer. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, a fortification. Because here we see the idea of confidence not in ourselves, but in what is protecting us as a refuge around us. And that's the idea that is presented here with this terminology. We have this strong confidence it is a refuge, a fortress. A fortress that can never be broken. With that confidence comes a feeling of ease and lack of being troubled. Not that all trouble will go away and not that we won't feel trouble, but we know that we are protected. And so it makes going through the time of trouble a little easier. It is not our faith that is even our confidence. It is what our faith is placed upon, or who our faith is placed upon. It is the object of our faith that is the security that gives us this confidence. And that's why he says it is the fear of the Lord. The Lord is our confidence. That which causes us fear, in this case, God, Jehovah, being an almighty, fearsome God, one who created, one who can destroy, one who can do many things to bring punishment and destruction to those who do not follow him. We, acknowledging that power in our God, approach him fearfully, but we take comfort in it. Because that same strength, that same might, that same power that could cause us fear can also give us confidence when we realize we are within its boundaries of protection and it is at our disposal to use. Think of it this way. Would you rather be in the tank that's firing or in front of the tank that's firing? A tank has mighty power to destroy. And I would not want to be standing anywhere in front of that tank. But I sure would like to have that tank at my disposal to fight the battle that I need to fight. So yes, I will fear the machine, but knowing that I'm the one who's in the machine and that I have its strength and its power at my disposal gives me confidence and peace in the time of battle. And that's what the writer of Proverbs here is trying to share with us. It gives us that strong confidence that yes, we can be afraid of that might and that power, but when we are on board with that power, when we are in line with that power, that source, in which in this case is God, we can have peace and confidence. It's a strong confidence. One of the commentators that I read said this is more than a mere physical safety. It also includes the sense of eternal well-being, a spiritual dimension not possible from any other source. Our spirit can be at peace in time of trouble. And so the fear of the Lord is a fortifier, but we didn't finish the verse yet. It says, and his children, this is the believer's children, shall have a place of refuge. You see, this fear of the Lord is a fortifier not just to the one who follows God, but also to his children, to the believer's offspring. Such a strong confidence that it even affects the children of the one who fears the Lord. Not that it brings them to salvation, but it is an example and oftentimes a peace giver to the children of the one who follows Christ. I remember as a child finding security in my parents in very hard and difficult times, scary times, because of the faith and the confidence my parents had in God. I didn't understand. I was a small child. I was scared of the lightning storm. I was scared of the thunder. I was scared of whatever it may be. But being with my parents and talking with my parents, my heart was put at peace because they would say, David, God will take care of us. Now, that's a very simplistic example for a child. But even growing up, as I got older and began to understand more about life and trials and difficulties of life, and watching my parents' example and watching other people in the church, older Christians who were much more mature, who understood what it meant to trust in God, and watching their example when we as a church would go through trouble or different people, their families would go through trouble. But I would see a strong confidence and peace in their life because they trusted in the Lord. And that allowed me, as a young Christian, to continue to mature and to grow and further my trust and faith in God and learn no matter what happens, I can trust in God, who is my refuge and my strength. You see, my faith and understanding in God as a child, as I said, as a child, were not enough to give me comfort because I was not mature, but I grew. And knowing and seeing my parents' faith eased my troubled mind. This is a major part of a Christian heritage and upbringing that God uses to strengthen the young believer, to strengthen the young child in your home, whether they are your physical child or a spiritual child, one that you've led to the Lord, your discipling, people in church who see you as a spiritual elder, as a spiritual teacher. When they see your faith and your confidence in God as your refuge and strength, it puts them at peace. Because their faith may be so small, they don't know who to trust or how to trust. But when they see you living your life with reliance upon God, it helps them and puts them at peace. Part of being a godly parent or a godly leader is leading your children, those who are younger, to trust in God and being the example of fearing the Lord, and them then seeing the end result of that action, how God brings you through it. And so we see that the fear of the Lord is a fortifier, is a strong confidence. But in verse 27, we see that the fear of the Lord is a fountain. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Here we see that the fountain is a wellspring, issuing of its own accord from a more powerful source than we can understand or control. Spiritually speaking, obviously, we're saying this is coming from God. We cannot control God. We can't stop God. He provides this fountain of eternal water, of eternal life. There's nothing we can do to cause it to flow, this fountain to flow. Nothing on earth that can stop it. And more specifically, here in this verse, it is a continuous source of life. It's not a standing body of water. This is a fountain, something that flows always, never ending. And so the water is always fresh, always life-giving. And this idea of a fresh fountain that ever flows leads to the logical conclusion that it also is a protection, and thus seamlessly goes with the previous verse of being fortified. You may say, how does flowing water fortify? Well, it is this thought. When we have that fresh, flowing water of life, spiritually speaking, that we tap into by praying to God, by trusting in God, and by fearing God, it protects us from the poisonous, stagnant water that this world offers, that Satan offers. By having this pure source of life always springing up in your soul, by living your life in the fear of the Lord, the temptation to drink from the poisonous and ultimately bitter waters that this world offers is lessened. No matter how pleasant Satan and the world try to make it look, and they are very good at making things of this world look really nice, look really pretty, look very desirable, when we fear the Lord, and we know what God expects, we know what God commands in His Word, because we fear the Lord, and as I said this morning, walk worthy of the Lord, the temptation is lessened for us to drink from their sources, because we know there is only one source that we can go to that gives life. Therefore, as we see in the end of this verse, we escape, we depart from the snares of death. We tap into that spiritually refreshing water of life by walking in the fear of the Lord at all times. When we don't, our sin nature gets us. And that's when we attempt to drink from the well that the world offers, and we get into trouble. But when we walk in the fear of the Lord, it refreshes us and it protects us. It is a fountain and it is a fortifier. So my question to you this afternoon is this: how is your walk with God? As I said this morning, I talked walking worthy of the Lord. But to go along with that is, how is your walk with God? Are you walking in the fear of the Lord? Only by doing so can you know what it means to dwell in the fortress that is an everlasting fountain of life for all who will come as God has laid out. Only in Him can these things be found.